This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joining us right now is someone to talk about all the games and maybe even what we saw last night. She joins us via Sumer Sports. It's Lindsay Rhodes. Lindsay, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, JR. I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time. I guess just before we go a little bit around the world, we had Thursday Night Football. We'll get to that in a second. What are your thoughts on this matchup on Sunday night between Detroit and Kansas City? Detroit's still lining it up almost 35 a game.
Yeah. The one thing that I am maybe hyper-focused on when it's unhealthy is Taylor Decker's status going into this game. I think that it's going to be pretty important for the Lions, and because I think we all know, despite the fact that the Chiefs are 2-3, this is going to be a pretty good game and evenly matched in a lot of ways. And one of the things that we did a deep dive on at Sumer Sports this week, our entire podcast was dedicated to this, was the drop-off that happens when you lose a starting offensive tackle to injury. I think we all know, narratively speaking, that there aren't that many really good offensive tackles in the NFL. They're just hard to find for a ton of different reasons, one of which is you don't make humans that are that size and also that athletic at the same time. There aren't that many of those walking around the earth. But what we have found consistently, when you take somebody like that out, and we saw this with the Chargers last week too, that there are specific statistical patterns that develop. One is that the quarterback's time to throw goes down quite a bit, and the time to pressure goes down also, meaning it comes faster. And then the effect is that the average depth of target also comes crashing down, because I think you can kind of figure all of this out, right? If the pressure's coming faster and the quarterback has to get the ball out, then there is less time for those longer developing routes. I'm keeping my eye on Jameson Williams in that regard, not necessarily wanting to fire him up in fantasy this week under those circumstances. But also Giovanni Manu, who was the guy who stepped in Taylor Decker's place last week, was our lowest rated offensive tackle in pass block Sumer score last week. Dead last. Boy. Exactly. So we did see those numbers, all the numbers that I mentioned, their plummet, including the sack rate. Their sack rate on the season in their first 4 weeks of the year was 3%, and it went up to 14% last week. So I just think that's one thing that you can handle. You can metabolize it when you're playing the Bengals defense, but when you're playing the Chiefs and Steve Spagnuolo, I don't really like that. So I'm keeping my eye on Taylor Decker quite a bit for that one.
Oh, so you think Jared Goff is going to be out there running for his life?
Or getting the ball out quickly, because I think that they are smart enough to scheme around that, like they did last week. It's just how many offensive possessions. You have to be hyper-efficient if you're going to throw the ball 4 yards, right? Yeah. Like, if your average depth of target is a 4-yard depth of target as opposed to 8 or 9, then just think about how many more plays you have to actually hit to move the ball down the field in order to score. And so I just think it puts a lot more pressure on him. I think that they'll be able to do it. I just don't know that it's the most effective way to move the ball down the field against the Chiefs. I think you want more of those longer throws to be able to mix in. I'm not sure they'll be able to.
Lindsay Rhodes is here with us from Sumer Sports. Speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, we know what their record is. We saw what took place against Jacksonville this past Sunday. It appears that, of course, they've taken a step back. Is it right to kind of remove them as top of the line, Super Bowl contenders this year?
I'm not doing that yet, And part of that reason has to do with the fact that, okay, so they're upside down win loss. We don't, you know, if you're banking on them to win the Super Bowl or go to the playoffs and go far, you don't like the fact that they're 2-3 right now for sure. But I think they played a majority of those games without Xavier Worthy. And then they don't have Ricky Rice. They'll get him back after this week. So I think that for me, I just am kind of not ignoring the beginning of the season for them, but I just know that we've seen this pattern develop where they're concerned in the past, where we are unimpressed with the way they're getting there. But if they can get to the postseason, we kind of know that they have figured out a way to just put the, you know, pedal to the metal when the time comes and to come up with game plans and things like that that will get you to the end of the line. And I think the fact that they did not have those two weapons for such a long period of time kind of means that, to me, I'm sort of throwing those games out in terms of my evaluation of them. Yeah. What I don't want to see happen, and they're certainly in danger of that happening this week with a very tough matchup against the Lions. You fall to 2-4, and now we're having like a, is the hole too big to climb out of? How many games do you have to win in a row? That's my primary concern with the Ravens. But the Ravens, I think, have shown us a lot more reasons to be actually concerned, I think, than the Chiefs. There are less outs that I see for the Ravens.
We know, Lindsay, that Lamar Jackson is going to be out of action again. This does not bode well for Baltimore as the Rams come into town and head their way into Baltimore. What do you think happens at the conclusion of this season with the Baltimore Ravens?
I think, well, you know, I obviously heard, as did you, the people who are pivoting to, like, move on from Harbaugh and all that kind of stuff. I would think that any kind of like, if this season ends up where they are not able to turn things around and get to the playoffs and make a run in the playoffs, I think that that would be, from where I sit, like a step too far. I think that he's obviously proven in quite a number of ways that he's a really good head coach. And so I kind of want to just hit pause on a weird season like this. I also want to point out how ridiculous their schedule has been. So while the defense, yes, has fallen off a cliff in weird ways, like, we're not seeing the defense out of Baltimore that we're used to seeing. There are valid concerns with regards to the Ravens, but also from a statistical standpoint, when you look at their schedule and the fact that they have played, gosh, the other three, aside from them, AFC division winners from last year, and the number one team to come out of the NFC last year in the Lions, and then this week, the number one team this year in yards per play differential. Like, they literally have only played one game against a non-elite team from last year or this year, like, putting them together. Their schedule out of the gate has been wild. Like, someone in the league office hates them and or wanted to set them up for a dramatic run, because their season does ease up. Their schedule eases up a lot starting next week. So hopefully they're able to get Lamar back and, you know, start putting things together and maybe figure it out on defense. But I guess for me, I'm not yet ready. I think we're still so early in the season. I'd like to see Lamar back on the field before I start rushing to any judgment there.
Well, Lindsay, speaking of the AFC North, we have this matchup between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. We'll see Dylan Gabriel. Me specifically, I think a lot of people in Cleveland are just waiting to see Shador get his chance and opportunity. And then on the other side of the field, I can't believe we got Aaron Rodgers in the NFL. Things have been rather quiet on the end with him.
Yeah, that's kind of a welcome change, I think, probably for Pittsburgh more than anyone else, right? Like, we're not seeing those weekly appearances on Pat McAfee that I think just give a lot of people on the outside ammunition, right? And so I think it's ideal. You brought up Shador. Like, in a perfect world, I think you want your quarterback of all people in the building to speak up, certainly, but almost primarily football related. Like, you just don't want to invite other conversations into the building, because the distraction conversation is, you know, can go in a bunch of different directions. And certainly anybody talking about whatever they want to talk about, whatever they feel passionately about, in the case of Aaron Rodgers, that's valid. It's just there are repercussions. It really does bring a weird onus into the building. And so that's been a welcome change, I think, from my perspective. I'm sort of still waiting to see something from the Steelers. He's been very efficient, Aaron Rodgers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But I also think that his play has been consistent with what you see from older quarterbacks when they're play starts to decline in a way, like just physically, when you get to a certain age, it is harder to do the same things that you have done for your whole life. What we do see here is that they've brought the average depth of target way down. He has the lowest average depth of target for every quarterback in the NFL. It's at 5 right now. So they're consistently throwing short and then maybe just taking advantage of every once in a while, forcing him to push the ball down the field, but not at a rate where his arm starts to see a drop in accuracy. I think that that's a really smart strategic approach to that. And just understanding that he's going to get the ball out fast. He can read the defense. His mind is still top notch. And so I think that that's a smart approach for them, but much the same way that I was talking about with the Lions without Taylor Decker, when you bring that average depth of target down, it just forces you to do so much more. Right. And so I do have some concerns about them and what I've seen from them so far, even though they've had some success in the win-loss column. I just don't know how competitive they're going to be against those better teams when they need to be. And I fear for the Steelers that they might be looking at another season, much the same as we've seen from them in years past, where they're kind of just over 500, and yet it's not enough to really do what the Steelers fans want, which is to make a strong run in the postseason.
Yeah, we know that their fans are like, hey, good enough isn't good enough for us. We know that Aaron Rodgers is closer to the end, pretty much there at the end, than he is to the beginning. But Baker Mayfield is right in his prime. I mean, people are talking about Baker Mayfield for MVP. There's so many injuries on the offense. What are your thoughts on Baker Mayfield? Do you think he's going to be able to sustain this potentially towards an MVP?
I do. Baker and the Bucs are one of the teams that I thought in the beginning of the year, I was a little bit confused about the way we were talking about them. And by we, I mean like narratively everyone going into fantasy drafts, that kind of stuff. There was so much expectation for regression there. And I did not understand that necessarily. I understand statistical regression when something is so outliery, which is what was happening with the Eagles. They're like, it was so historically dominant that you just have to regress to a degree. And I think that people were talking about Baker from a passing standpoint in that way also. But what I saw was an environment that was way better than the ones that he had been in the past. So he has an opportunity to succeed that he hasn't necessarily seen in years past. So there's an explanation as to why it jumps. And then also the wide receivers that he has around him and then Bucky Irving. And so just I really love that offense in particular, all of the pieces there. Now this week is going to be very interesting for them going up against Seattle. I think a team that kind of is just as equally interesting. I love that matchup this week. I'm so fascinated by it. But Seattle's defense is very good, and you're going to go in there without Mike Evans and without Chris Godwin and without Bucky Irving. And so what does that mean for Emeka Egbuka in terms of the defensive attention that collapses on him? Is he able to play in the slot as much as he did? You know, what does it look like coming out of the backfield? I think Rashad White will probably be able to keep things going there. But then who else rises? You need someone else in the passing game to really step up. And so is that Tez Johnson? Is it more 12 personnel and maybe Cade Otton gets more into the mix? I think there's a lot of questions surrounding that. But in general, one of the things that we've seen from Baker is his sack rate is way down this year. Obviously, his EPA, all that stuff is through the roof, having his best year ever.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I really started to notice last year in his stats was that his time to throw was just under his time to pressure on a week-to-week basis. That frequently happened. And at the end of the year, it ended up so his time to throw was just over his time to pressure. But it's rare that you see a quarterback whose time to throw is under the time to pressure. And to me, that told a story of someone who's really learning how much time he had in the pocket and what to do with the ball as a result. Like, he knew when he needed to get rid of the ball. That is an underrated quarterback skill. And so I think you can explain the sack rate being down this year as sort of like what we saw last year was the process, and this is the result. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I know that for this much, there's a lot of people in Cleveland that are just like, we let this guy leave, and look at what we traded him for, you know? So
I know. That's another story.
It's a whole nother story. Yeah, Browns fans are just getting the short end of the stick. Imagine if Baker Mayfield wins an MVP in another uniform. It's like the Browns are snake-bitten there. Lindsay,
well, he's not the only one, though. Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. I mean, these guys are legitimately at the top of the quarterback chart. So he's not alone they are not alone in terms of cities that have passed off a quarterback who's having awfully good season. So at least there's that.
Yeah, it depends on where you land and who's coaching you and the environment there. So it's good to see all of these quarterbacks getting different chances in different cities. Lindsay, you always bring great expertise, courtesy of Sumer Sports. I hear that Sumer is working on something new. Fill us in. What's Sumer Brain?
Okay, so Sumer Brain is our football AI chatbot that we just released this week. We've been working on it for quite a while now, and we're really excited about it. It is, I like to think of it, I think at the stage where it is right now, if you think of it as a data retrieval tool, that's how you're going to have the most success with it. It's an open beta period, so it is not perfect. We're not claiming every answer that you're going to get is going to be perfect. It is an AI tool. So there are concerns that I understand that people have, and you're probably going to want to double check the answers. But why we made it an open beta period is because the more volume that it sees, the more that people are actually using it, it sort of fixes itself quickly.
Wow.
And we on the back end can also say, okay, we're seeing consistent problems with this particular thing. And so we need to define this stat, for instance. And so we can fix those things faster and get it to where we want it to be. But I mean, we're talking like deep, deep advanced data that you can ask it. You can ask it about coverage rates versus very specific things on third down, whatever, catch, depth, route information. Like the number of things, it opens up an entire window to stats that you could almost even make up, because whatever you want to know about, you can ask about it. And then put it into different combinations, add different filters on top of one another. So whatever you can think of that you might want to know about a matchup, as specifically as you can ask about it, that's how you have the most success with the prompts. I suggest everybody goes in and kind of plays around with it. It's at sumersports.com/sumerbrain.
Okay. Well, Lindsay, we always appreciate the time. Thank you for dropping more knowledge and giving us more insight. We look forward to catching you down the line, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.